Welcome to Cashflow Positive. I'm your host, Kenny Bedwell, founder of SCR Insights, one of the leading data platforms in the industry. Through using data and analytics, I've been able to replace my W-2 with cash flow from my successful short-term rentals. And my goal is to help you achieve the same freedom and success. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just a novice looking to make your mark, Cashflow Positive is your go-to resource for unlocking the full potential of your property portfolio. Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of Cashflow Positive. I'm your host, Kenny Bedwell, and we are going to be talking about social media and marketing and how to get more bookings through that. Now, if you're like me, you're probably thinking to yourself right now, hey, I hate social media marketing, or I hate social media. And to be honest with you guys, unless you follow me on Instagram, you're gonna have a hard time believing this if you do follow me on Instagram. I actually hate social media. I hate posting on social media. I hate like anything involved with like promoting oneself, you know. And so, like, I think it's no offense if you do that, and I apologize. I guess I'm about to say something pretty strong here, but I think it's pretty fake. I know a lot of people agree with me on that, but I just see a lot of that, and it seems like really, really fake. And so, I have a hard time like doing it. But it is an extremely powerful way to attract business, especially for short-term rentals. And you don't have to be fake about it. Let me be clear on that. You don't have to be fake to be on social media. And yes, I am on social media. And if you aren't following me, I try not to be fake. I try to be funny, which is even better, right? So so follow me on social media at Kenny_Bedwell is my Instagram. And you can find me on Facebook at Kenny Bedwell. Send me a friend request. Why not? So let's talk about social media and how it can impact your actual bookings themselves, because a lot of people are really trying to get away from the whole OTAs, which OTAs are, you know, your standard booking platforms like Airbnb, VRBO, booking.com. And we really probably should, you know what I mean? Like, I can't tell you, it's kind of the horror stories that you hear about that are people are quiet about, where it's like, hey, did you hear so-and-so just got kicked off the platform for something stupid? Like one time, I kid you not, one time I was, I got a guest sent me a picture of a Ziploc bag and said, hey, I found these mushrooms on the top of your fridge. And I was like, what? And like shrooms. And all of a sudden, like within an hour, my whole listing and my whole profile was like frozen. I couldn't access anything. I thought it was like a bug. So I gave it a day and then it was like still frozen. And I contacted Airbnb and they said, oh, your account's been frozen for security purposes. I was like, what? And it turned out the message that the guest had sent about shrooms had triggered it and shut down my entire account. Literally, like the four or five other properties on there, I couldn't take bookings. I couldn't do anything. It was all completely frozen. So I had to figure it out, call Airbnb, tell them it was a joke or they didn't know what they were talking about, like figure out what it was, that there were no shrooms on the premises or anything, no drugs or anything like that. And anyway, so, and it got reinstated with no issue. But the moral of the story is like my entire business was built upon Airbnb. And so when I couldn't take bookings or do anything with that, like that could seriously hurt my business. Now, it was only down for like 2 days, so it's not a big deal. But in the grand scheme of things, it took one silly message to shut down an entire account and really impact my other properties. So it's really important to understand and grasp the idea that like we are business owners and we're going to have to market. Airbnb is like that shortcut. VRBO is that shortcut. Booking.com can be a shortcut for marketing without having to put any effort in. You're just paying them a slight fee, 3% or 13% or whatever it is. And they are sending you that, you know, sending you those bookings or getting you exposure. However, ourselves as hosts, we need to be looking for other ways to get exposure, especially if we have larger properties. Because we need to insulate ourselves, because this is extremely risky to rely on one platform for our business. And so that's why you need to look at investing in social media marketing. But there's a lot of different connotations, a lot of different obstacles that involve social media marketing that you have to understand before you just jump into it. Because frankly, you will spend a lot of time and waste a lot of money if you do it the wrong way. Now, you do have to spend a lot of time anyway, so I'm just going to give you a heads up on that. But it isn't just a, I'm going to throw something up on Facebook, create a simple page or Instagram profile for my property and post everything now and then get bookings like crazy. That's not how it works. I think that's a small element, a small piece of it, but there's other things to it. My recommendation to most of you listening who think this is a daunting task, if you're sitting there, maybe your hands are getting a little clammy as I talk about social media marketing, or you know, your feet are getting cold or wet at the bottom, and you're just like, you know what? Like, I don't really want to do that. You should probably hire it out. Okay. Like that's the sign that you should probably hire it out, because you're not going to do a great job with it and you're not going to enjoy doing it. And that's okay. Like, we don't have to enjoy posting pictures about our I hate doing that. And so what I really try to do is hire stuff out that I hate. So it's really important to understand, like, recognize where you're at. And if it's something you don't want to learn and tackle and take on, like revenue management, like for example, hey, if I don't have time to do that, or I don't care to do that, hire it out. Okay. So don't feel ashamed if you have to do that, but let's talk about it. So let's say you do want to take it on, right? Take on the task of social media marketing, or someone comes to you and says, hey, I can do your social media marketing for you, for your property. Well, you who knows very little about it, how the heck are you going to vet them? How do you know they've done a good job besides ask, well, let me see other property sites. But even then, like, how do you know that is actually, you know, maybe the ads are rolling or whatever, they're actually converting and they're tracking those numbers and those analytics. If you're a marketer, I'm about to pick on you. So, you know, disclaimer alert, marketers despise running numbers. They do. They hate it, because it's a metric of their success. If you hire a marketer, they will tell you all day long, they'll run ads for you, they'll do a bunch of cool things for you. But if they're not tracking the numbers, which a lot of them don't, you have no idea how well they're actually performing. So one of the biggest mistakes I see people make is they run Facebook ads or some sort of marketing ads via social media to their Airbnb listing, or they'll go into buy sell trade groups. I've heard that strategy before. They'll go into different types of groups and, you know, wherever, or post on their page, and they'll literally just post their Airbnb link. Okay. There is absolutely no way to track that. There's absolutely no way to track success. So anything in marketing that you do, anytime you want to post something or do something, you want to make sure that it's trackable, because if it's not, you have no idea if it was successful or not. So I'm going to be teaching you things that I personally like to see as someone who, number one, markets their properties on social media. And then number two, I market my businesses. I spend thousands and thousands of dollars a month on marketing dollars. Okay. And I don't do the marketing. I have to hire people to do that. And so for me, there's been critical pieces that I have to track in order to know the success of each of these. I'm not a marketer. I've got some ideas and I've learned a lot, and I probably know a thing or two more than the common man, or the common host, you could say, or common woman. So, but the idea here is, like, I can tell you how to vet marketers and the first steps that you need to personally take in the mentality going in. And that's what I want to share with you, because the rest after that, you're either going to have to learn it or you're going to have to hire it out, right? And I've chosen to hire it out, but I understand key elements of it to know how to vet people properly. And that's what I want to teach you before you decide to go and tackle it and just start running Facebook ads. So let's talk about, this number mindset first off. Having a number mindset, like going in and doing, I want trackable results, okay? Because that's the key. That really tells you if something you're doing is working or it's not working, if you don't have trackable results. So meaning, if you just use your Airbnb listing link and you think you can drive traffic to that to maybe help you in the rankings or it boost you in the algorithm, or just get bookings in general from that, you have no way of actually knowing unless the person, after they convert, books and tells you, yeah, I found your place through Facebook, or you posted something about your property on Instagram and I booked your place because of that. You have no freaking idea. So if you're number one, if you're going to get into social media marketing, before you even take a step into social media marketing land, you need to have a direct booking site. That's the first thing you have to do. Get a direct booking site and get into the land of, okay, I am going to track the success of whatever marketing I'm going to do. And the only way to do that is by getting a site that you can actually track yourself. You can't track Airbnb. You can track how many people, heart your property and like click on it and stuff. You have no idea if that came from Airbnb or that came from Facebook or your post or whatever that is. And we are number driven people. Hopefully you are by now. Okay. Or just like you want to be, right? After listening to this podcast. And that's great because the numbers will help you make the logical decisions you need to make and not make emotional decisions of like, this isn't working and I give up, or maybe I'm just not doing something correctly, right? If you go back a few episodes, if you haven't heard the episode I did with Jeff Brown from IntelliHost back in June of this year, really, really, really good interview. I think every listener should go back and listen to that one about clicks and conversions, because there's different things. Like how many people did your, maybe you run an ad or you run a post in social media that gets a lot of clicks, but it doesn't get conversions. Why is that? What's the missing link to get people to actually click and convert? So for example, if I ran a Facebook post and I was like, hey, I've got the coolest, here's a picture of a really cool property. Maybe it's not even my property, but let's get ridiculous here. Okay. In this example, it's like, this is the number one themed Lord of the Rings house. And I'm reading Lord of the Rings right now, so I'm just using that example. Themed Lord of the Rings house in, you know, the Smokies or in Asheville or Texas or wherever. And this is a picture of it. Maybe it's not even a picture of your house. It's a picture of a castle or something like that. People are going to click on that. And then when they open up your listing, they're going to be disappointed, right? Because it's not an actual castle. So you're not going to get the actual conversion. So there's two parts of understanding social media marketing. That's why it's really, really important to track it. Okay. Because if someone's going to do these posts for you, you need to know how good they actually are. And that is done by tracking and seeing clicks and conversions. Okay. And that ties directly into even going to the next level, which is starting to run ads. Okay. And the part two episode that I had for this week, I brought in an actual social media marketer. So don't worry. She's going to share her strategies and tell you exactly what she does. And I'm going to share with you some of my examples too, and actually show you a lead magnet I do. But that's the second point, is once you have the tracking mindset, you need to get away from this idea that people are booking your place to stay at your place. Okay. I know that it's like, what are you talking about? The reality is people are booking your place to experience the area and not your property. All right. Unless you have some weird potato shaped house in Idaho, which there is a weird potato shaped house in Idaho that does really well, or like a hobbit hole. I keep going back to Lord of the Rings, it's stuck in my head, or, you know, wherever else, like that's just like weird, unique. Like people would just literally travel there just to stay there and experience it. The reality is they're not doing that. You have a nice house somewhere that accompanies the area as to why people are actually going there, right? So you are providing experience to enhance the experience that they have. With that in mind, whether it's posting on your Instagram or your Facebook or whatever, people are not just going to click your place and be like, I'm booking it today. They are going to be what we call cold or maybe semi-warm leads. Like if they're following you and they're like friends or family or like extended friends and they're following your property for whatever reason, they're already somewhat interested in that area, but they haven't quite decided that they want to go on vacation. So really, when it comes to marketing on social media, your job isn't to just market your property. It's to convince them to go on vacation to that area. It's to convince them that they need to go to this area and have an experience, and that your house is the best place to accompany that experience, to enhance that experience they're about to have, to complement. That's probably a better word than accompany. Complement the experience they're going to have. Okay. So especially if they're cold leads, they're not like, it's like, hey, cool, here's a really cool house in Miami or in Destin or in the Smokies or wherever. People are like, well, I wasn't even like, Miami's not even on the radar. That's just a nice house in Miami. Cool. Right. We see nice houses all the time. There's nice houses in Hollywood, Florida, or Hollywood, California, and like Malibu and all Hawaii. And it's like, oh, cool. Those are nice houses, but I'm not going there anytime soon. I have no plans. So how can you make them have the plans? Focus on sharing what types of experiences people can have based on the guest avatar. So when you attack social media marketing, you need to be thinking about the guest avatar. You need to be thinking about who you're trying to attract, and not just attract to your property, but attract to the area. Convince the person looking at it that this is their next vacation spot, not your property, but the location. And then your property is there to complement the location. You're saying, while you're on vacation, here is my property that you can stay at. Okay. If I have a big house of 5+ bedrooms and I wanted to target corporate events, okay, I'm not targeting saying, hey, this is the best place for corporate events, like to come stay at my place and hang out, or maybe a bachelorette party. Hey, this is the best bachelorette party pad. This is the best bachelorette party pad in insert city name or insert location name, market name, right? That's really what it is. It has nothing to do with the property and more so about the individual location. So your marketing and the way you need to think, we talked about number-wise, be number logic oriented, but focus on the experience with the guest avatar and track people to the area first, then the property. Okay. So understanding those key pieces is really the mindset you need to go. And so when you're interviewing these people or you're thinking about doing it yourself, the attack, the plan, the strategy for social media marketing, whether it's you're running ads or you're making posts, organic posts on your Facebook or Instagram or doing TikTok dances or whatever you're going to do, it comes down to how can I attract people to my area first and then complement that with my property. Okay. Hopefully that makes sense, but that is the approach you need to take. If you think people are going to come and book your place just because it's an awesome place, I am sorry, you're about to waste a lot of money because it ain't going to work. Okay. And you're going to be really disappointed. And it really isn't just the money that sucks. It's the time. Okay. So it does take a considerable amount of time. And a lot of people get a little conservative on the money thing. They only put in like $5 a day, which is fine. You start out small, but the reality is get that data, get that direct booking site so you can track success if you're running people from maybe a post you put or even the ads, and then create the content that attracts people to the location, and then your property becomes second. I am going to dive deeper into this in the part 2 episode with the actual social media marketer, and you're going to hear more about what we call lead magnets and what they are. And I have a really good example to show you, my personal example of what I do at my properties. And you can take that idea and apply it for yourself. And it works, guys. So don't miss that episode next. It is key. But now that you're ready, now that you're focused, you're data-driven, I promise you this will help you cash flow positive and get you actually excited to do social media marketing. My name is Kenny Bedwell. And if you've enjoyed this episode or found any value in it, guys, if you could do me a huge favor and just hit that subscribe or like button. Or if you've already done that, share it with a friend. Who's not listening to this that probably should be listening to it? Share it with a friend. I guarantee you that they will like you more because they've heard this podcast. Maybe. We'll see. Anyway. I will see you on the next episode of Cashflow Positive.